I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get back to what we were talking about here, because we're having a conversation about the people. Someone said, hey, we need to take back the university system. Someone else said, hey, I see they're now printing articles about the coming cuts to Social Security, and so I'm talking about it in a roundabout way. We had this NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, last week. It'll be in the news. It's going to pass. Don't worry. $895 billion. I already covered the females being part of the draft portion of that. In case you're just now joining us, I'm sure I offended everyone. I said, why wouldn't they be part of the draft? Everyone wanted them to be part of every part of the military. You wanted them on the naval ships. You wanted them on the frontline combat units. We accepted that for the longest time as if that was just normal. We pretended like all the problems that were coming from that weren't actually happening. And then we wake up one day and find out they're going to draft the girls. And now it's, don't draft our daughters. Well, you wanted her on the heavy cruiser. Now you don't want her in the draft. That's not how that works. You see, once you accept the premise that women are going to be in combat roles with the men, then you're going to draft them. That's not the kind of country I want, but that's apparently the country you've accepted. But I want to talk about something different. I want to talk about money. This gets real easy to talk about whenever you're discussing Democrat things. You know, Joe Biden gets up tomorrow and says, I'm passing another $1 trillion for solar panels and cow farts. You, me, everybody, we'd all start screaming about it immediately. Wow, that sucks. You can't do that. We're out of money. Does no one care about the... But that conversation gets a lot less comfortable when you start discussing things that we love, that I love, that you love. Things like the United States military, like national defense. We love these things. And we should. Obviously, that's some that you should always pay respects there. But it's time to have a conversation. Where are we getting that money? Where's the money? People have to understand. I know you already get this, but the norms and normos have to understand that we are not having a Joe Biden problem when it comes to the finances of this country. And don't get me wrong, Joe Biden's a huge problem and has made it much, much worse. We are in the beginning phase of a national crisis. People have drained their savings. They've maxed out their credit card. The value of the dollar continues to go down while interest rates are still cripplingly high. We are in a crisis caused by our insane levels of national debt. We have racked up so much national debt, the interest on it costs more than the military now every single year. We are in a place now where it is emergency time. And know what that means? That means even things we need are going to have to get cut. Where are you finding $895 billion? Ah, but Jesse, that's important. You know what you sound like when you say that to me? This is what it sounds like. It sounds like, in fact, I have a relative like this. So we'll just make it about my relative. I have a relative like this. And he is, look, every family has one. Just a complete grease fire. A grease fire of a human being. He's on his third divorce. He's always blowing all of his money. He's always begging his parents for money. It's a disaster. He's a drug problems, in and out of rehab. Just every, it's not like one bad thing. We all have, life comes with hiccups, right? But everything has been bad, 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 bad. And the way he is with money is absurd. He owes everybody money because he's always borrowing money, gambles it all away, never has money for anything. And I remember this was a couple years ago. He had blown through all of his cash. He can't borrow any money from any lending institution anymore because his credit rating's a disaster. And none of his friends, no one else would loan him money. And so he goes to his parents again and says, please, I need money. I'm desperate. I don't have any money left. And this is a human being who had just returned from Las Vegas, Nevada, where he spent a week gambling away his last paycheck, every penny he had. And when his parents said, no, you don't get any more money, he responded with, how am I going to eat? I need money. I don't have food. That's what you sound like when I bring up the debt in the military and you say, but we need that. I know we need that. I am aware of how important national defense is. We actually need not just things like the Navy. We need a new one. We need to be dumping all these old ships in the scrapyard and building brand new state-of-the-art vessels, because if you fall behind Navy-wise, historically, you're finished. Finished, because a modern ship will come sweep your entire fleet off the seas. That's how technology works. We need an entirely new Navy. We don't have any money left. The money is gone. And the people who not only run this country, the people who run this country don't care, but the norms and normas out there do not understand what is happening and how quickly it's happening and how fast this fiscal crisis is coming to your door. And so this goes back to the people, because the question was about the university system or Social Security. Here's our situation. We are dealing with, there's a dude out there. There's a dude. We'll call him, he's worthless. Chris is what we'll call him. And this dude, Chris, he's 30 years old, okay? He's 30 years old. He weighs 450 pounds. He's absurdly obese. He's got all kinds of health problems because of his obesity. Now, let's rewind. Chris's parents were neglectful to the point of being abusive. He was never taught about fitness. He was never told to go out and play. It was nothing but donuts all day long, video games. He was never taught anything about nutrition or anything like that. And now Chris is having all these health problems at 30. Well, it's not just that we have to take the donuts away. It's not just that we have to get him working out. We have to start from scratch with a 30-year-old and teach him what health is. That's the United States of America's people now, not you. But that's the norms and normas. Yeah, they understand that groceries are expensive. They may understand they don't like this or don't like that. But because our education system has intentionally spent decades dumbing down this country, teaching our people about how they need to be gayer and how bad America sucks, but not teaching anything about economics and money printing and basic civics, what we have now is we have a population of people who they don't get it at all. They don't understand what we're facing. And so not only are we in the challenge to wake them up in time, you and me, and this is on us, I'm sorry, you're the informed, it's on you. We have to teach these people as if they're babies why we have fiscal problems. Why is burger $7.99 a pound now? Why can you not go out to eat at Applebee's for a family of four for less than $100? People don't make the connection. The best you can get out of people, that's Biden. It's about so much more than Joe Biden. And it's so much more far-reaching than Joe Biden. Every trillion-dollar bill, a trillion here, a trillion there, $500 billion here has brought us to this point. And the problem is not only that we're at this point, the problem is the American people aren't nearly outraged enough because they're not educated enough on why they are suffering the way they're suffering. To this day, Norm and Norma, they'll go complain about groceries this and groceries that, and I can't afford gas and my power bill and the rent's up. Congress needs to pass a stimmy check. I watched it during COVID. You watched it too. Both sides. The economy being wiped out. People being destroyed. Money printing by the trillion with a T. That was just under Trump. It was like 6-7 trillion. And what were the normies crying out for? Freedom? Less spending? Not talking about you. No. Hey, how about those steamy checks? I need my government cheddar, baby. What's this? Eggs are expensive? How did that happen? Our challenge is to educate the masses on the basics. And they're behind, and they're fat, and they're 450 pounds, and the situation's desperate. But until we can make the norms and normas understand why we're in this situation, we can never fix this situation. There's no money left. And so you're right. Take back the university system. Take back the education system. Start actually teaching people things. All right? All right. You're gonna want to hear from Gory Bush. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email us whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You watching the show? You know, you can watch a simulcast of it on the First TV. If you're watching it, maybe you're looking at my T-shirt right now. Got me a little T-shirt from one of my boys yesterday, my oldest son, James. He got me a shirt that says, "Just a proud dad that didn't raise liberals." My boys are the best. I will say, I don't know that they paid top dollar for the shirt, being as how the apostrophe in didn't is, it's not between the N and the T. It's between the D and the N. So they did miss a spot there. I mean, that's not ideal, really. The QC, the quality control, is not necessarily up to par with whoever made this. But still, you got to be honest. It's cool to have a son who gets you a T-shirt like that. What, Chris? That's right, Chris. Community college standards. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anyway, Cori Bush, she's an interesting cat. The society we have now that promotes failure. We promote failure a lot, and it's hard to accept how incapable the people in positions of power are. I want you to listen to Cori Bush, and I want you to know, if that vote comes down where they're voting on sending our children, our sons and daughters now, to World War III, this human being will be voting.
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day. And I never saw her again.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do. And this woman was unhoused. She's someone who, you know, had been sleeping in the shelters and sleeping on the street.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing great. Speaking of diversity hires, here's Dome.
The day that we came in office as an administration, President Biden and I made a commitment that we would increase federal government contracts by 50% to minority-owned businesses. And understand what that means. Once you get a federal contract, it's usually for 5 years, and you can renew it for 10, 20, 30 years. So, Steve, unless somebody messes that thing up, it's yours for a very long time, which is going to be a source of incredible wealth.
They brag about the systemic racism they do now out in the open. And I have a friend who's actually involved in this process, and that's all I'll say about that. He's involved in the federal contracting process. It's really evil what they've done. It's really evil. The federal government now is openly, systemically anti-white, and it's all just to buy votes and power for themselves. And it goes right along the lines with this Biden administration to announce the largest relief program for millions of illegal immigrants. Democrats are going to spend every waking moment of this election year stealing your money and handing it to various people so they can buy an election. It is, man, we are in some rocky times. Whatever, let's get to some emails. Hey, Burger King, I got a question for you since you're talking about George Soros. Why and how is he able to get away with what he's doing? He's destroying our country from within. Doesn't he have a bounty on his head in Europe? Why can't he be stopped? Well, I don't know anything about any bounties. I know that he has been banned from countries. A country like Russia, he's not allowed within their borders. Now, why does a country like Russia, why do they ban someone like George Soros from ruining their country, but American politicians will not? In fact, American politicians regularly, all of them, Obama, Biden, Pelosi, they'll take pictures with the Soroses. The Soroses are on camera discussing their hatred for America, discussing how to bring down America, their intention to bring down America. So why is he allowed to do that here, and yet someplace like Russia, he can't step foot? Well, let me just go ahead and put a nice fine point on it. George Soros is allowed to do that here because Democrats hate America. Republicans are too afraid to actually stop anyone who hates America. And he's not allowed to do that in a country like Russia because, as evil and disgusting as the Russian government is, including Vladimir Putin, they are full of people who actually like Russia. If you allow George Soros to operate at any level inside the borders of your country, you hate your country. And it really speaks to where we are as a country. Name me the powerful empire in history that would allow a foreign-born rich guy to intentionally cause civil unrest in the streets. Imagine someone pulling that with Rome. What do you think they would do about that? But we do it here. Our politicians brag about knowing him. And you know what? Like I said, the GOP is too weak to stop it. The low-T GOP. You asked why hasn't someone done something about it? Testosterone levels. When the Republicans are in charge, why hasn't anything been done about George Soros? Because they don't have the T levels. Because male testosterone is at 50%. 50% of what it was 50 years ago. We have lost half of our testosterone in half a century. So 50 more years from now, we are what? We're not going to have the babies. We're not going to have the families. We're not going to have the strength. We won't have the logic. I mean, my goodness, George Soros is going to be president. Or at least his son is. George Soros will be dead. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get some natural herbal supplements. Or you can call or text them if you prefer. They're wonderful. 50-CHALK. 3000. That's the number. The number is 50-CHOQ-3000. All right? We have more. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. If you miss any part of that, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We'll get to Corinne Diversity Hire. She got a little testy today about old Wandering Joe. Before we do that, let's do at least an email or two. Jesse, you keep saying we need to take down the incumbents. Unfortunately, Trump is endorsing all the used-to-be rhinos, now known as Trump supporters. Trump's own on the party is bringing in liberals like him. Okay, well, look, let's be clear about this. Trump has some wonderful endorsements, and he has some absolutely awful endorsements. Why does this happen this way? As I have explained many, many, many times, Trump
cannot pick people. He has no idea how to do it. It's a fatal flaw of his. He picks anyone who's nice to him, and that's why his White House was full of a bunch of dirty snakes. And it's why he ends up endorsing a bunch of losers. And this thing that's going... Look, here's a headline from Virginia. Bob Good, remember, Bob Good, you know how much I hate politicians? He's one of probably the five best people in Washington, D.C. You want to talk about the anti-communist tip of the spear? That's Bob Good. He's the head of the Freedom Caucus.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Trump is currently trying to primary Bob Good tomorrow night. There's a primary in Virginia. Trump handpicked a guy, funded him, and is running him against Bob Good because Bob Good endorsed Ron DeSantis in the primary. The headline is Trump clashes with allies in Bob Good's bitter Virginia primary. We're using political capital to take out Bob Good because he preferred DeSantis in the primary? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. If Trump is going to be elected, and it looks like he might be, he's going to need Bob Good. If Trump wants his agenda to actually go through, he doesn't need a bunch of brown nosers. He needs warriors like Bob Good. Trump's running on deporting about 10 million people, which, of course, you know my thoughts on it. I'm not going to go into that again. If you're going to do any of that, a fraction of that, things like that, you are going to need lions in the House of Representatives. And here it is. It's June. It's June of an election year. And he's trying to take out the best guy in Congress. What do you want me to say? I don't have anything to say. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated to no end. This is the kind of stuff. You can have all the right ideas in the world. Look, I can be the greatest football coach in the world. And if I can't pick players, I can't win anything. I just can't. It doesn't matter. There's a reason most NFL head coaches aren't actually in charge of drafting their players. Why? Because, look, you could be the most brilliant guy in the world. If you can't pick the right players for the team, you can't win. If Trump is going to win and be effective in the way we need him to be, we need Trump to be effective. We need it. We have to have it to save this country. Then he can't be surrounded by a bunch of butt-kissing morons like he was last time. And look, they're doing a fundraiser. They're doing a big, I think it's tonight, it might be going on as we speak, there's a big campaign rally for this guy who's opposing Bob Good. All these Democrats, all this stuff we could be doing, and we're trying to take out like the most conservative member of Congress. I can't, but whatever. Can't get out of his own way sometimes. I'm so frustrated by that crap. All right, whatever. Corinne Diversity Hire, she's frustrated too. Remember this little clip I played earlier? This is British journalist Harry Cole. I'll let him play
awkward
this time.
Awkward moment with President Biden where he's
discussing Biden at the G7, by the way.
Awkward moment with President Biden where he was looking very doddery. He was wandering around. He sort of wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, the Italian premier, had to sort of guide him back to the crowd. It was quite painful viewing. Everyone's putting a slight brave face on it this morning. We've got some more for that for the paper tomorrow. But yeah, you can see from that footage yourself. It's, you know, this is getting embarrassing now. And then, you know, you do really wonder how President Biden is going to be able to run an election campaign in October and November for re-election. And if he won, is that a man you really think is going to get through the next 4 years?
I mean, what was going on? I mean, Obviously, most G7 summits are diplomatic sprints. You expect to see the President of the United States, as other world leaders, doing a flurry of meetings. Has he been doing the same thing?
No, he ducked out of the dinner last night. And frankly, Jack, but my sources, diplomatic sources here, people I've been speaking to, say it's the worst they've ever seen Joe Biden.
Wow.
And he's in a bad way. He's losing focus in meetings.
Yeah, it was bad. It's bad. The whole world knows it's bad. The Biden campaign tried to answer some questions about it today. And these sound like people who know it's bad. Here was Corinne Diversity Hire. This is a little bit of a longer exchange, but yikes.
The wandering, the parachutist.
Oh, I mean, look, that was, as I said, it was a cheap, a cheap fake. That was definitely a cheap fake. It was. This was widely fact-checked. That video was widely fact-checked, including by conservative media, on what occurred. The president walked over to give a thumbs up to divers who had just landed right in front of him. And if you run that tape a little bit longer, you would see what was happening, what the president was actually doing, and it is a cheap fake.
Nothing, and he's totally normal.
What I'm saying is, this is a president, right? Let's step back for a second. Instead of Republicans, focusing on the president's performance in office and what he's been able to accomplish, his actual record, they do these cheap fakes. They are cheap fakes. And you're asking me about the Maloney. You're asking me what happened. That video, okay, let's talk about Juneteenth. The president stood there listening to the music. And he didn't dance. Excuse me, I did not know not dancing was a health issue.
Yeah, they know they've got themselves a problem, a big problem. And I'm telling you, this debate is fraught with risk for Joe Biden, because Trump's not going to have any mental issues up there. Joe Biden may very well have a mental issue that looks bad, that looks unrecoverable. Remember, if Joe Biden has a moment on a live debate stage, because he's not allowed to have note cards, even though he's going to have the questions ahead of time. If he doesn't complete a sentence, freezes up like he often does, no teleprompter, and I don't know if he's going to make it. All right. You hear this, Sheriff? There's this terrible, terrible story. This woman, Rachel Marin is her name. She's a mom of five. And some monster from El Salvador that Joe Biden led into the country. She went out for a jog and he assaulted her in terrible ways. And he murdered her. And here was the sheriff.
Rachel was not his first victim. And it's my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone I believe is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally. Let me repeat that. 1,800 miles from the southern border, and this is the second woman in our county to be killed by an illegal alien.
It's bad. They have facilitated an invasion of this country. It's really really bad.
We got our hands on some brand new internal ICE data. It is jaw-dropping, and it shows just how overwhelmed the agency is right now. ICE has something called a non-detained docket. That is made up of migrants who have crossed illegally and have been released into the country with a future court date. It also includes illegal immigrants who have already been ordered deported by a judge but are still here in the country. So with that in mind, take a look at these staggering numbers right here. Federal sources telling Fox News ICE's non-detained docket has now exploded to 7.4 million cases so far in fiscal year 2024. We're told it's on track to hit 8 million by the end of this year. As you can see, these cases have more than doubled since Trump's years in office. We're told over 1 million cases have been added to this docket just since October 1st, largely due to mass catch and release here at the border. As you can imagine,
they're gathering up as many as they can and bringing them in on purpose. Gosh, what a state we're in. Anyway, look, go save some money. Get some good MyPillow stuff. You'll sleep better. Even knowing you're surrounded by a bunch of illegals from El Salvador trying to break into your house, the only way to sleep when it comes to something like that is on a MyPillow, all right? A premium MyPillow with the Giza fabric, that'll make you sleep no matter how many home invasions are going on. And maybe you're worried about, what if I have to get up in the middle of the night? That's a good concern. Here's what you do. You take the MyPillow sandals, you put them right by your bed with your gun. If there is a home invasion, you get up, put your sandals on, grab your weapon, and then you're ready to go, whether it's indoor or outdoor. And the MyPillow sandals are only $25 right now, too. The MyPillow pillow, the Primo, is only $25. You gotta go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I also, remember, you know how I've been talking about how I think Joe Biden's not going to make it? I've talked about this a lot. I think they're going to replace him. I think they're going to kick him out. Anna Paulina Luna, she's that rep out of Florida. She's really impressive, actually. She's really been very impressive since she got there. Listen to what she said.
Currently, what's coming out of the White House, that, you know, a lot of people realize that Joe Biden's likely not going to be the nominee, which is, from what we're hearing on Capitol Hill, Jesse, you know, Representative Kiley had reported that Kamala Harris actually eyeing a run for California governor because of it.
Right. That's the backup plan. So you are hearing also in D.C. that Joe Biden isn't going to be the Democrat nominee?
Correct.
Yeah. Bunch of people called Jesse crazy over a year ago. Gosh, if that happens, I'm warning everyone right now. If that happens, just don't even tune into the radio that night. I'm going to be obnoxious on a level like you've never heard. Oh, and there was this one out of NBC.
A mass shooting at a splash pad in Michigan, another at a Juneteenth celebration in Texas, and yet another at a gathering in Massachusetts.
A shooting at a Juneteenth celebration? No way.
All just days after Friday's Supreme Court ruling that rejects a ban on bump stocks. This morning.
These people. It's a mass shooting here and a mass shooting there and a mass shooting here. And it's the Supreme Court's fault. Were any bump stocks used in any of these? Well, no. But you see, we're evil communist apparatchiks. We don't talk about facts here. We attack our enemies. And we use any means necessary. Speaking of using any means necessary, before I get to hate crimes, before I get to headlines I didn't get to, here's an ex-Biden appointee. His name's Andy Myers. And he, or wait a minute, it's not Andy Myers. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. His name's not Andy Myers. Terrell Patel. Andy Myers is the one going after him. Patel's the guy's name. All right. So Terrell Patel. Remember, this is a Biden guy. He created fake social media accounts in order to make racist posts about himself. This is the level of mental illness we're dealing with. And this is, we've talked about this a lot before, about how your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world of make-believe, and it's a world that has been constructed for her. She wants to stay in that world because it's safe and secure in that world. But these people are, they're a different breed, I'll tell you that much. Jesse, dude, regarding BlackRock, the BlackRock deal with Ukraine, isn't Ukraine effectively giving up property to BlackRock rather than Russia? Honestly, I think Ukraine might be better off in the hands of the Russians than these sick BlackRock types. Okay, we were talking about how BlackRock already has a deal in place for Ukraine to help rebuild, of course, out of the goodness of their hearts. And look, you bring up a good point, but it's important to understand it's not just America who's led by evil people who only care about themselves. Is it going to be best for the Ukrainians that BlackRock comes in and controls the country with the United States of America and the CIA? No, of course not. But it is going to be really, really, really good if you're one of the elites of Ukraine. Have you seen the yachts? How many stories of corruption, this general, this defense minister being fired, being sacked for corruption, bribery? Remember that one story we told about the guy who was just hoovering up arms and selling them on the black market? Oh, it's going to be terrible for the people, just like everything our leaders do is terrible for the people, but it's really good for the people in charge.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Nashville journalist faces jail time over trans school shooter leak. Remember that we were never allowed to actually see the manifesto of that tranny shooter that shot up a bunch of kids in a school. And we know why they hid that from us, because it would show open anti-Christian bias from a murderous psychopath who tried to change genders. So, of course, because the system is entirely built on lies, they took that memo and they buried it so you could never see it. Well, it ended up getting leaked to a journalist. The journalist is refusing to reveal his sources, as any journalist worth his salt would. Only, he's violating America's religion, you see. If you're a journalist, you have to understand America has a religion. And in the U.S. of gay, you don't protect those sources, all right? Oh, speaking of which, this is a headline from CBS News. Pete Buttigieg on fatherhood. Yes, he has twice as much experience as I do. L.A. City Council removes homophobic no U-turn signs. Oh, Jesse, I don't understand. How does this help anyone? How does taking down street signs? Oh, communism is just about destruction. I am never shocked. I wasn't shocked by this. I am never, ever, 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 ever shocked. If you are still shocked, how could they? Why would they? I don't understand. It's because you still haven't accepted that you live with people. You share a home with people trying to burn it down. In the end, it's just about destroying things, breaking things. House Sergeant at Arms could take Garland into custody under GOP proposal. All the GOP would never have the stones to follow through with that. They should, of course. Merrick Garland should be arrested immediately. But they won't. Surgeon General calls on Congress to require social media warning labels like those on cigarettes. Yes, if there's anything that intimidates teenagers, it's warning labels about how dangerous things are. That'll definitely scare them off. All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.